Good morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind, SG Daily number 34 for Monday, April the 8th. And I think I'm gonna start some themes, right? Because I'm doing five of these a week. And it's just easier to structure, if I'm being honest, if there's a sort of theme for each one, right? I mean, part of it is just going with the flow of what's applicable, what's top of mind. But I'm thinking about going with some themes. Monday motivation or hashtag motivation Monday stands out. So we're going to give it a try and see what happens, especially because there's all of these entrepreneurs now coming through the SG podcast that there's a lot of content that I want to try and flesh out even further, kind of give my thoughts on and background. And it's so fitting because there's an episode going live tomorrow, SG, the Solopreneur podcast episode number 26. The guest is Jeff. You'll figure out his last name tomorrow when it goes live. But really, really cool story involving kind of motivation and a few other aspects of getting started. And I talked about it on my daily email. If you're not on the email list, definitely hop on. You'll find the link in the description below on whatever you're listening to. But there were five kind of key principles that Jeff followed that led to his success. These kind of emerged throughout our conversation. And a few of them were things like Jeff focused on just providing value at the beginning. So it wasn't, oh, what product should I make? Oh, how much should I charge? Oh, you know, I need this many clients. His key focus, and you'll kind of notice this if you listen to the whole episode, is just, I want to help people. I want to provide value in the things that I'm good at and that I know well. And Jeff was good at a lot of things, as you'll hear in the episode. But there wasn't all this running around and, you know, overly planning and debating and strategizing. There were these five principles, and I noted them down. Like I said, they're in the email. Provided, you know, focused on providing value. Didn't worry about if he was undercharging, overcharging, or even charging at all. So if he was hopping on free phone calls, advising people, advising companies. His focus was on, if I create value first, and maybe I'm not going to become a millionaire the first month, or even a thousandaire, or whatever you call it, you start with the value first, and the clients will come, right? If you build it, they will come, the classic saying. And another one of those five principles was just jumping on opportunities. So whether it was giving a free talk, you know, at a organization or whatever, or getting on a phone call with someone that he thinks might be a good connection, or, you know, and providing value, right? Always providing value. And those are things that help Jeff land political organizations as clients, political individuals running for office as clients. Airbnb, he landed as a client pretty early on in his new business. And then the story goes on into kind of different avenues, and he ends up adopting a child and wasn't sure if he can get the child because the child was from another country. And then we talk about persuasion tactics, which is a little bit now more on what he's focused on. So not in a sleazy way, but, you know, using strategies of persuasion in business. And obviously that's highly related to politics and other aspects of business too. Really good episode. What really stood out is the beginning, right? Which is why I love doing the podcast and try to focus. I think the SG podcast is a little more focused on the story part than the tactics part, right? Because, I mean, there's a million podcasts out there and a lot of them are awesome and I listen to a lot of them. And the hole that I've been wanting to fill, that hopefully I am, and I'm still trying to improve every episode to get better, is the story. Right? Because we can all sit at the end of our story or partway through our story, even once we've reached a certain level of success, and say, yes, you should do this, this, and the other. But I find it's really interesting to learn about the story, to understand where those came from, to see them in practice. And when you see it all culminate, you can say, at least in my opinion, this is someone who for the last 3-4 years has been studying business, how to get started, how to improve, things like that. At least you can say in your mind, oh, Jeff did these things and this was the result, right? It's not just a person saying, do, You know, here's the seven best ways to do this, that, and the other. The way that I enjoy learning the most is, here's person A. They did X, Y, and Z and got result F or whatever. I'm running out of letters here. So in Jeff's case, really focused on value, took the opportunities as they came, and by focusing on value first and not expecting money in return, you create more opportunities for yourself. So if you want to learn about the five principles that I highlighted, make sure you're on the email list. I realized that for some of the podcast hosting platforms, the link actually wasn't showing up in the description. I've since changed that. So you should be able to see the link no matter where you're listening to this from. If you're on YouTube, you'll see it in the description as well. And keep an eye out tomorrow, Tuesday, for the episode to drop. Really excited about it. Really great story and learned a lot. And other than that, I hope you have a great week. It is Monday, which means we got a long week ahead of us. So let's put in the time, put in the work. And even if, I'll end on this, even if you don't have a business that you're working on or have an idea, start applying some of those principles in life, right? Just start creating value. Because if you think about starting a new business, it's going to be something around you're good at, you're interested in, you could provide value. So just start helping people. And things that you like, don't expect payment. You might be surprised at what emerges from that. Some opportunities or a business idea or opportunity might present itself eventually out of thin air. It probably won't happen in a day or two, but just keep at it. Anyways, hope you have a good week. I will talk to you tomorrow.